You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Israel targeted again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In addition to all the rocket fire from Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas just fired some from Gaza. A loud explosion heard in Tel Aviv as a rocket landed in the sea nearby. As Israel waits an attack, Iran has vowed for retaliating in the killing of Hamas's political leader in Iran.
Analysts are concerned that an attack from Iran would be larger than what the country launched in April that included 300 ballistic missiles, drones, and cruise missiles. Overnight, Israel targeted Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon as the cross-border exchange of fire continues.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Haifa, Israel. The U.S. has been sending more troops and ships and fighter jets to the region, preparing to help defend Israel from Iran. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh just told Fox,
"We're certainly sending a message, and that is one of deterrence."
Former President Trump says if he was still in office,
"The Israeli attack would have never happened. Russia would never have attacked Ukraine, and we'd have no inflation."
In a two-hour interview on X with owner Elon Musk, he called his Democratic rival, Vice President Harris, a radical left lunatic who shares the blame for record illegal immigration.
"You have millions of people coming in a month, and then she gets up and she tries to pretend like she's going to do something. She had 3.5 years.
Now, the Harris campaign called the interview unhinged, saying former President Trump and Elon Musk are self-obsessed rich guys. It's primary day in four states, including Minnesota, where Democrat Don Samuels is hoping to unseat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Two other progressive House members have lost primaries. We got an inflation update this morning showing a smaller increase at the wholesale level than expected.
The producer price index rose just 0.1% last month and up 2.2% for the year ending in July. The PPI on an annual basis peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 100 points, the Nasdaq gaining more than 200. America's listening to Fox News.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Jerry Padgett, the second enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan until Jerry was catastrophically injured in an improvised explosive device blast. Now, Jerry received a new smart home thanks to our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the home is in the foundation's Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Florida, and Jerry now lives more independently thanks to the specially adaptive technologies. Commit to $11 a month, the letter T, the number...
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the LHSAA, are the 110,000 high school sports students in Louisiana. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Every pet comes with a unique set of hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she be friendly?
Will he catch frisbees?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with early and regular visits to your veterinarian for vaccinations and disease protection. Regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent serious health problems.
Will he love long walks?
Will they be healthy? See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. Baca, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Grafon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back to Moon Grafon Show on Terrific Tuesday. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. It is, of course, MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. But it's so much covering Trump on the X. I've got some of that. He's right about Kamala Harris. I mean, somebody said, I got you people out there every night. I run into somebody, I wish Trump would quit calling names and all that stuff. Folks, let me explain it to you. Kamala Harris and this communist waltz, they are the problem. That is a major problem for the United States. You got to get to know them to know what he's talking about. Instead of getting all, not just interesting people, always getting upset about on Trump. They will focus on the problem. Kamala Harris is a problem. Kamala Harris is a gigantic problem. But, and this waltz guys, I mean, this is like electing straight out communists and not caring what happens to your country. Anyway, I got that. I've also got some great guests. Will Green's going to join us from the lobby. Will Green's going to join us from lobby at 10:06. Talk about what's going on with the legal climate and things like that. National Federation of Independent Business, Leah Long, will join us at 10:30. And then Daniel Erspalm is going to join us about 9:30. So got a pretty good list for you today and a good lineup. You know, I don't guess up a whole lot, but we do like to get it. But before I go there, I want to, a buddy of mine. Okay, I do have him. Okay. I'll get to the article in a minute. All right, we're joined by the state treasurer, John Fleming. I was trying to get John, didn't get a chance to talk to him. Glad he called. John, how you doing?
Hey, Moon, I'm doing great. I was speaking to the manufacturing group in Shreveport when you called.
Yeah, no, that's probably a good group to talk about. We need to make sure they're expanding. Make sure they can afford their insurance. That's the two things we need to do with them.
Well, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. John, State Treasurer, first of all, give us a little update of what they're telling you, because I know when you go speak at these places, you also get valuable information from them. So what do y'all talk about at this deal? What did you talk about?
Well, what I talked about is, first of all, what the treasurer does. A lot of people don't know. Number two is what we accomplished during the recent session of the legislature. But what I also talk about is what we haven't done and we need to do, which is to end the personal income tax, cut corporate tax, simplify our tax system and regulations, and solve crime. So as a result of that, there's a lot we still have to do if we're going to catch up with states around us that are thriving, like Texas and Tennessee.
Got it. I didn't get to it yet, but we were like in the top two in homicide rates. And this is becoming a problem. You know what's amazing, though? John Fleming, state treasurer. John, every time I read an article, we had a governor for 8 years. His name was John Bell Edwards. And nothing ever points back to his watch. I don't care if it's education, debt, crime, lack of economy, people moving out. I mean, I go on and on and on. The media never seems to put his name in any of the articles. Yet, it was over the last 8 years when it got worse, every one of those categories. And I'm sure the manufactured people are saying the same thing, that you know they're trying to do business and make a living, and they got to pay insurance. And I noticed the articles never mention old Bellboy. They just never mention it.
Now, look, the modern Democrat Party, first of all, as you know, is now controlled by socialists. They admit it now. Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate, I served with him when I was in the House of Representatives in Washington, clearly a socialist, lived in China off and on for 30 years. Kamala Harris is a socialist. And they don't really believe that it matters what the outcome of the policies of government are. It just doesn't matter. It's all about ideology. It's all about equity, which means that no matter how hard you try or how little you try, you should come out the same as everybody else.
Yeah. Well, you notice they do it now out in the open. You know, used to, John, you and me are about the same age. They used to do this stuff, but it was always behind the scenes. They lie, and then when they get in office, they really take it out. These people are not scared to tell you what they're going to do to the country, which is kind of scary when you think about it.
You're absolutely right. When I was in Congress from 2009 to 2017, policies were definitely socialist-leaning, but you would actually offend somebody, a Democrat, if you call them socialist. Today, they embrace socialism. They think socialism is wonderful. So they admit it now that their beliefs are socialism. But they can't name one single country that successfully implemented socialism. And people try to talk about Scandinavia. Scandinavia has never been socialistic. They were more government-oriented, but they've never been socialistic. The socialistic countries are Venezuela, which is now has the worst poverty ever in its history. Of course, North Korea. I mean, you name the worst countries in the world, and in general, they're going to be socialists.
God have mercy. I just can't believe they can walk around and people think they're voting for the old Democrat Party, and they're not. That's what blows my mind. One of the reasons I wanted to get in touch with you, I read the headlines of the Devil's Advocate, so I don't ever know when they're lying and not telling the truth. Louisiana Treasurer reject. I know. I mean, these people, like when it comes to Bell Edwards, they would lie or just not write anything. They come to you being a Republican, they may tell you the truth, they may not. So the headline said, Louisiana Treasurer rejects Bank of America, citing religious political discrimination. So I want you to talk to us about what was done dealing with Bank of America's application to serve as one of the state's dozen of fiscal agents. Talk a little bit about, I thought we were done with Bank of America before. So talk about what this is. What did you do?
Yeah, very important decision that was asked of me, and that is, I was asked for a recommendation for Bank of America, which is a very large bank and provides a lot of services. I was asked if I would approve to their board, the Emergency Interim Board in New Orleans, would I recommend approval of them? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let me analyze this. And when I did, what I found then was terrible. This bank, and many banks are doing this, the big banks out of New York and California, but they have shut down accounts for two big Christian charity organizations. And again, these organizations have never violated any rules or policies or laws. They're just Christians, that's all. And they're doing great work. They shut down a number of accounts, closed their accounts for firearm dealers and manufacturers. Oil and gas, you just can't hardly get an account if you're in the oil and gas business at Bank of America. So they're clearly discriminating against people based only solely on their either job occupation or political viewpoint, not for anything they've actually done that violates any policies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a businessman, and I as a businessman, you can refuse to provide services to anyone as long as it's not based on race, gender, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, mm-hmm. because those are protected classes. However, it's still un-American to discriminate and deny services just because you disagree with somebody. I mean, you know, again, it's okay. Somebody comes in your restaurant or gets on your airplane and they create a big mess and a big fuss and they don't pay their bill, then you have a right to refuse to serve them. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if they're lawful abiding, just because you don't like them, just because you don't like their viewpoint, that's very dangerous. I'll remind you, remember the truckers' strike that occurred about a year ago in Canada, mm-hmm. where they locked the city, locked the country down? Well, what broke that up was the government began to close their bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And so you see how our financial system can be weaponized either by the government through these financial or private financial organizations, or they can then do it directly in cases like Canada and the European Union. So we just do not want to go down that road in this country.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't have enough time. You got a few more minutes?
Sure.
I wanted you to come back and talk about Bank of America's debank fossil fuel producers, and they're joining the Net Zero Banking Alliance. Right. These people are absolutely nuts. This is sick. But I want you to talk a little bit about what's going on. All right. His name is State Treasurer John Fleming. He stood up against Bank of America. We want to talk to him a little bit more about that. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families, and your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs, like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Support local.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. It's an honor to be here. Love our audience. Love our stations. Love our advertisers. Love Louisiana. Fighting to make it a better place to be for all of us. Anyway, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. On that, I have State Treasurer John Fleming, who's buckled up against Bank of America. John, one of the things I want you to talk about is these groups have become anti-fossil fuel policies, which, by the way, is killing us here. Killing us everywhere. And you also make the statement that they debank fossil fuel producers, trying to go to this stupidity net zero, which, by the way, is a sham and a lie, 100% a lie. But people are buying into it. That's what amazes me. And it has a negative impact on our economy. Talk a little bit about the ESGs, because I always get people on here. I've explained it, but I want people like you to explain this, how crushing this is to our country.
Right. Well, ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. And what that really means is that the environment is supposed to be a paramount priority. And by that, it means, like you said, net zero. What is net zero? Net zero means that we are completely off fossil fuels. I forget what year. I think it's 2050 or something like that. Maybe it's 2040. But the point being that moon, there's no technology that can get us there. Mm-hmm. You know, the EVs that we have, that whole industry is cratered. And people are beginning to recognize that electrical vehicles will never be the future. We cannot run ships and airplanes and cars on windmills and solar panels.
How about the big trucks that bring our goods and supplies up and down the interstate all day? Electric vehicles going to do that?
Well, in theory, the size and weight of the battery that it would take for a truck like that is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It would triple perhaps the weight of the truck. These EV cars are very, very heavy. They're much heavier, like in the tons in some cases, than a normal vehicle. They're inefficient. The charging is ridiculous. But the point is that what is going on with this idea of ESG, environmental, social, and governance, is that it's all about equity, which means that it doesn't matter how hard you work or how little you work, you come out the same as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so now they're trying to deploy our financial institutions, our brokerage companies like BlackRock and others, where that is the actual priority. That's the goal, mm-hmm. is to reduce the use of fossil fuels and to create equity. And forget about return on investment. Forget about being able to retire on your 401k. That's no longer a priority in these companies. And there was a very good study done at the University of Chicago. They compared 20,000 funds that were both ESG and non-ESG. And what they found was, according to Morningstar ratings, was the best ESG funds did worse than the worst non-ESG funds. There is no future in this, and we should not be weaponizing our financial institutions for a goal that we're never going to be able to achieve.
No doubt about it. By the way, let me let you comment on something. So Ben Cushing, campaign director for the Sierra Club's Fossil Free Finance Initiative Nuts. I put the nuts in there. The state treasurer either doesn't know or is omitting that because it undermines a contrived narrative to justify punishing financial institutions doing the bare minimum to address the climate crisis and the transition to clean energy. There is no climate crisis. The climate crisis was created so we can have transition to some clean energy, which, by the way, we're starting to find is not that clean. It's not going to be clean, but it does hurt America and its production.
Well, for instance, what do we do with these huge batteries that are in these EVs? They're real damage to the environment. Wind turbines kill a lot of birds. Mm-hmm. We see problems with sea life where they're offshore. So whatever you do, there's always the potential of some risk. But, you know, this is ridiculous. Look, the job of a financial institution is to help you keep safe and preserve your financial assets and to hopefully help you make them grow. But to become a weapon by people who believe one thing that really is disagreed upon in order to force you to do things like this. That's straight socialism. That's weaponization. It's discrimination. And none of that is American.
No. No, actually, the things that made it great was cheap food and cheap energy. Natural gas, oil, coal, all made that possible. We got unlimited resources. God gave us unlimited resources. And these people are trying to take away the most important thing to us. And if we can't eat and we can't get around and do business, we become like China and the rest of these countries. There's not even a lot of food in China. People don't even understand that. People say, well, these people are smaller than us. Yeah, ain't nothing to eat. Unless you like bat burgers.
Yeah, exactly. understand that these communist countries are actually the ones building the coal-fired plants that are polluting the air. And we have met all of the requirements of the Paris Accord, even though we're not a signatory to it, as a result of fracking and natural gas. We've actually lowered our carbon emissions more than anybody else just by using fossil-based fuel.
Yep. I no doubt about it. And we do it so much cleaner and better than everybody in the world. John, well, look, stay on top of us. Let us know. God bless, and we do appreciate it.
Great. Always a pleasure, man. Thank
you, State Treasurer John Kennedy. When we get back, Daniel Erspalmer, Pelican Institute. Don't go nowhere. Let's see if we're making any progress in the state of Louisiana. I'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Y'all listen.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. Always bring back good to bring back my friend Daniel Erspalmer at the Pelican Institute. Daniel, how you doing? By the way, Daniel, I said you my friend. You might not want to say I'm your friend, but I'm just saying in general.
Just, you know, it depends on the day.
Yes, I agree with that. Daniel, you know, I know you're sitting back watching this and watching what's going on, and you know, I've talked to you this with you a lot by moving the needle. And you guys do a great job of putting all this stuff together. Y'all work y'all butts off. Y'all bringing all these national people. You're doing what I wanted the legislature to do, basically. But you bring it to the legislature. And it seems like everybody's all in as long as the session hadn't started. And that's when the pain in the butt comes. So going into next year, and I'm looking at what we're fighting on this insurance stuff. I mean, are you watching this? I mean, the legislature's meeting with nobody from the trial lawyers coming to the table. So what do you make of that?
Yeah, I am watching. We are watching. I think it's, you know, it's a great sign that the legislature has said, okay, we're not going to stop. We're not going to give up just because of what happened the last year. You know, I think the Speaker and the House have really done a great job of trying to drive this this debate forward, both on the legal reform and insurance side, as well as tax reform. They're putting in the work. But until lawmakers feel like voters demand this more than the special interests and the lobbyists and the trial bar are lobbying them, we're gonna run up against that same wall every time.
You see that, and that's what bothers me. You know, I got a solution. You ready for it?
Let's have it.
You're laughing, but I'm serious. I'm serious heart attack. What I'm getting ready to tell you, I've told our audience. Since it looks like the lawmakers can't get things passed because of the judicial committees, the Senate, it looks like the governor's not in on this one either. Governors in the past couldn't get it passed to do something different with the climate, the lawsuit climate. Insurance companies, according to every commercial I've watched from trial lawyers, they're a piece of trash, no account, bunch of bums, billionaires. You know what I'm talking about, the advertisement. And it looks like trial lawyers are smarter than God. So why don't we let Jeff Landry and the trial lawyers go to the Capitol, go to the mansion, write whatever they think we ought to do. The legislature passed it. Let's see how it does. Because they're not coming to the table. They're just raising money to knock stuff out. Why don't we just let them? Give it to them. Y'all go fix it. Y'all think everybody else is stupid, and they do. Let them go fix it. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, you know, I don't have a lot of patience for people who complain about policy but don't come to the table with a solution. So let's do it. Let's hear it. Let's hear what they have.
But that's not an angle I've seen people approach, but I think we'll say, hold up. You guys that shoot all this down, and y'all say it's never going to work, and they talking about, well, we have 250 tort reform laws, which is absolutely nuts to even hear somebody say that. But anyway, why don't we let them do it? Just fix it. You, the Pelican Institute, the legislators, the insurance companies, private companies, business, get the hell out the way. Let Jeff Landry, and I like Jeff. You know that. I'm a big fan of Jeff. Yep. Jeff Landry and the trial lawyers, y'all fix it. Whatever y'all want to pass, we pass. And let's see if it works for everybody.
It's as good a solution as any. I mean, we've got to have a solution. You know, I will say some good news. You know, the property reform side, Commissioner Temple really did a great job laying out a vision for this, and the legislature, by and large, passed some meaningful reforms on that side, and it's going to take some time to work through. But you're absolutely right. The auto insurance side in particular and the broader legal climate issues were left on the table. And look, voters want solutions, but they also understand common sense. And you look at the solutions that we and others have been proposing, they're common sense solutions to bring the law into line with other states and to help protect people who need protecting. Look, no one likes a lawyer until you need one. Mm-hmm. And certainly there are times when there's abuse and you need a lawyer, and that's what the courts are for. But there is abuse of the system, and the laws just perpetuate it.
But they never come to the table. All these meetings they had last week, they weren't at the table. Any representative that was there was defending them. There's no solutions, and they just want everything to stay the same. I don't blame them. If I was making that much money, I would want nothing to change either.
Yeah, it's right. I think, you know, if I were the legislature, I would issue a challenge right now. I think you're right. Come on. We're going to have another one of these hearings. They're probably going to have four or five more of them. You know, let's have you know, Morris Bart and Gordon and everybody else come to the table and tell us what would they do to lower on our insurance price.
Because everything, y'all, you, the Pelicans Institute, you had the Summit Solution, we've had the insurance companies are sitting there. People are trying to figure it out. I'll be the first to tell you. But without the group that we all know is a problem, you're not going to get it fixed because they do a good job of knocking legislation down. So I agree with you. How about a week of nothing but trial lawyers? They can come do what they've been doing. You can come to the meeting and do what you're doing on these TV ads. Run the insurance companies into the ground. Run them into the ground. Because you notice the insurance companies aren't running the trial lawyers in the ground. I'll never see a commercial like that.
Yep. That's right.
Gee whiz. I'm trying to figure it out. And the only solution I can come up with is, well, hold up. We got a governor who I think is trying to make some big changes. You do too. And it's hard. Yep. It's hard on him. But if he thinks the trial lawyers are right and the trial lawyers think they're right, everybody else go home. Y'all come on and tell us what to do. I like the idea. I think we need to be pro trial lawyers. Fix this. Remember, they're smarter than you. They're smarter than God. I'm just telling you what they act like. I'm talking about the political ones, Daniel, not the average ones.
Yeah.
The political ones.
That's right. Yeah, and that's a really good point. You know, it's the bad actors, the big political players who are give a bad name to lawyers everywhere, and you know, there's a lot of most lawyers, even most trial lawyers, are just doing their best to protect their clients and have justice served. But the big players in this, and the ones who are in it for the politics, and the big billboards and everything else, you know, they abuse the system for everybody else.
Well, you know, they Bel Air was governor for 8 years. They helped put him there. They helped keep him there. He backed in twice. They never moved anything. As I told you, the tort reform stuff they did was liberty steps. They didn't really do a whole lot. I'm not going to say they didn't do anything, but they didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, we got to come up with a different approach, because what I'm watching right now is a lot of people working their butts off, including y'all, to change this. But the one entity that you need are the ones that elect Democrats, and people on the left are the trial lawyers. And I'm talking about the associations and things of that nature. So I'm just looking for a solution. And since everybody seems to have a solution, but the one big group that's big player in this won't even come talk to you, I think that's a problem, Daniel.
I agree. But, you know, here's a little fact that might explain why, and you and I know it, but I just came across this as I was doing some more research the other week. The litigation rate in auto claims in Louisiana is 2.5 times higher than the national average.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Hey,
unbelievable.
Let me ask you a question. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and I want you to talk about tax reform.
Yeah.
We can talk about it, but, boy, doing something about it is totally different. You guys got great ideas, so we'll talk about that when we get back. Daniel Hirschpalmer with the Pelican Institute. We'll take a break and be right back. Look out, y'all. I'm coming to town. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured 4 beds and 2.5 baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh, every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good.
There's a way to...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Fawn Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. Daniel Erspormer, guy that runs and heads up the Pelican Institute. Hey, Daniel, so no constitutional convention doesn't mean they won't have a special session, but they want a special session in insurance, what they want mostly. How do we get through all this in tax reform? And I notice, this is my noticing, UNO is $15 million in a hole, then pops up with $2 billion in a hole on maintenance and universities. How the heck they going to cut and change the tax formula that they have now, because they're going to want every penny coming in claiming as a deficit? So how we get the tax reform? We didn't touch anything in the Constitution.
Yeah, you know, obviously that would have made life a lot easier and better for our state in lots of ways we talked about. But, you know, let's put a few things in perspective. One, of course, everybody's coming to the table now to tell you how bad their fiscal position is, because they see what's being called for. And this is the way they can kill any meaningful reform, is by talking about all the backlog. And then, look, it doesn't mean there aren't challenges there. We've spent money in unwise ways many, many times over the years. Let's just hit a couple of the highlights here. You know, we don't have a tax problem. We have a spending problem. The state budget has increased by 88% over the last decade, from $27 billion before John Bel Edwards into $51 billion this last year. Now, it's true, a lot of that is federal money that's flowed in for lots of reasons. But we've grown by more than 6% on average just in the state funds over the last decade. And, you know, that well outpaces, especially in the early part of the decade, inflation. And we've lost population in that time. We're spending more money per person, per capita, than we have ever in the state. And so spending is out of control. And, you know, I think what Secretary Nelson has proposed in terms of streamlining the tax structure and getting to a flat tax, I think all that's really good. We can't forget, though, that part of the equation has to be constraining the growth of spending. We believe that just by constraining the growth in spending, you can phase out the personal income tax over the next 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, but will they do that? Who's leading who's leading the charge on doing that? That's my name. Don't you think, and I'm just asking, the governor is going to have to be the key player in this?
I do. I think the governor, and in an ideal world, the governor and the speaker and the Senate president would come out together and cast a vision for tax reform for our state. A vision, you know, because here's the problem. You know, you talk about tax reform, you talk about elimination of the personal income tax, which, by the way, you know, something we've talked about forever is a good thing to do. Now, I would argue it's a must do if we have any hope of being competitive with our neighbors. Governor Sanders in Arkansas called the legislature into a special session to lower the income tax rates. States all over the country are phasing out or eliminating altogether their personal income tax. And so what this requires, though, is for everyone to come to the table and say, we want to do what's best for Louisiana families, for jobs, for bringing people here, rather than the question that always gets asked, which is, how do we solve government's problem? How do we backfill spending? How do we make sure we spend all this money? And that's exactly the wrong question to ask in tax policy. The question to ask is, how do we drive economic growth? How do we make the situation for Louisiana families to be prosperous, for our kids and grandkids to come home? That's what we have to start. We'll figure out government's problems.
Yeah, I just, you know what, I found this unique. These guys and ladies and men go to the Baton Rouge, and they're voted on by the constituents. And they go down there, and they're supposed to represent the constituents, and I think most of them turn around and start representing government. I do. Yeah. I mean, it might be a natural thing. Oh, we just got to worry about the budget. But what about people's budgets back home? And that's where the trouble is. And it's our migration problem is not slowing down. It's getting worse, you know. And that's something that bothers me, because that's people leaving. And it's not a lot of talk. I talk about it. You talk about it. Jobs, 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 and creating jobs. I'm not talking about Green New Deal crazy stuff. I'm talking about real jobs right here in Louisiana.
Yeah, you're right. And here's what happens. You know, you get elected, you're energized, you come to the Capitol, with a lot of new folks in the Capitol, and the first thing that happens is the staff sits you down and tells you about a budget deficit, or sits you down and talks to you about the budget, and it's overwhelming. There's thousands of bills that you have to think about. But, you know, let's just put a few more facts on the table. This year, in the capital outlay bill, the sort of what's supposed to be for roads and bridges and big projects, almost $150 million to 33 projects in local parks and recreation centers, $110 million for private museums or local museums, $20 million to renovate local community centers. In the regular budget, 612 line items for local projects, including nonprofits and fraternities, sororities, museums, neighborhood associations. We're spending money in ways that don't reflect the priorities of the voters at the state level. Yeah. And instead, we're representing the local government interests or other lobbyists and entrenched special interests. And look, that's exactly how Huey wanted it. This is Huey Long's form of government. And until we break free of that, which is why we've talked about a constitutional convention, why we've talked about sort of transformational change of our state, until we break free of Huey Long's government, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to get through this. But getting tax reform right is a huge step in that direction. I know you hate that word.
No, I know. I hate it. I hate it with a pack, because I think you got to do something big at this point, because you're so far behind.
I agree.
But you talk about Constitutional Convention, as you know, I fought that all my life. With it trying to be limited and talking about this dedicated money, talk about how if you don't undedicate this money to where you can do a real budget, it's probably no way to really fix it. So that's why I ask you, how are we going to get this done if you don't undedicate it? And how do you undedicate it if you don't have a Constitutional Convention?
It's really challenging. I mean, we look at the budget as a whole, that roughly $50 billion budget. When a lawmaker walks into that building, they only control about, one out of every $10. So I want you, to imagine trying to run your household budget or a small business where 9 out of every $10 is pre-spent. Not only is it pre-spent, but it's pre-spent by your crazy uncle 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we've had our fair share of those in Louisiana politics. And, this is what happens, is we end up spending money on priorities from the past and making it very challenging to reflect the priorities today. And that's why we have to unbreak these dedicated funds. When your listeners hear dedicated funds, I want you to think non-reviewed government spending. This just happens on autopilot, and that's when we get into trouble. So this can be done with a constitutional amendment. Obviously, we prefer looking at the document as a whole, but certainly they're going to have to look at how to do this as we get to phasing out the income tax.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that I've watched all the proposals, Richard Nelson and all that. I've seen nobody talk about cut spending. Nobody. Daniel, when I say nobody, nobody talks about cutting spending. You can't make me believe there's not some waste. You can't make me believe. We don't have $1 billion that you probably can go look at. I'm just saying, nobody talks about spending cut. Everybody talks about spending, but not spending cuts.
You're absolutely right, and that's what has to change in this debate. If I have one goal over the next 6 months as we head into next year, is to make sure everybody hears about how much we're spending, more than 450 dedicated funds, and we keep adding them. Step one is stop digging the hole. Step two is let's get out of it. Mm-hmm. We've got to make the case that if we're ever going to get the fiscal house in order, and if you remember the, I'm using air quotes, you can't see, temporary sales tax increase, was the argument was this gives us time to fix the spending.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't fix the spending. We just made it worse.
No, we never fixed the spending.
How do we go in now? That's right.
We never worry about that.
And that's what has to lead this debate. It is the only way we rein in taxes, the only way we get to a competitive zero income tax and really get the rest of the tax challenges fixed and the structure that the Secretary Nelson has proposed, is if we constrain the growth of spending and actually make progress.
By the way, if you cut taxes and you don't shut spending down, you will have deficits. That's a fact. I saw Ronald Reagan cut taxes, develop a country rolling with money, but they wouldn't quit spending. Anyway, got to run. Dangerous promo. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. We'll do it again.
All right. See you soon.
Thank you, bud. All right. More to come. Big break. And then Will Green with La B will join us. Take a break. Right. Be right back. Just say Ray. News Talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Israelis get a scare. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hamas fires rockets from Gaza. One lands in the sea near Tel Aviv as Israel awaits an attack that Iran threatens, prompting the U.S. to send more military assets to the region. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh tells Fox,
the message that we're sending is clear. It's one of deterrence and one that we will come to the defense of Israel should we need to if Iran were to attack.
Fox's Jared Halpern reports,
refraining from retaliatory attacks on Israel is an excessive request, Iran said in response to the leaders of the U.K., France, and Germany. Iran is vowing retaliation for the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran last month that it blames on Israel.
12 weeks before Election Day, new Fox News power rankings out this morning give Republicans the edge, keeping control of the House, projecting 211 GOP seats compared to 205 for Democrats with 19 toss-ups. It is primary day in four states. In Minnesota, Don Samuels is trying to unseat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Samuels just told Fox after voting he has a message for undecided Democrats.
The reason you're undecided after three terms of the incumbent is that she has not impressed you. So, the alternative has arrived. Take it.
Two other House Progressive Squad members have lost primaries, Cori Bush in Missouri, Jamal Bowman in New York. An Ohio police officer has just been indicted on murder and other charges in the death of a pregnant black woman a year ago. Takiyah Young was a shoplifting suspect when Connor Grubb, a cop in Blendon Township, shot into her car in a grocery store parking lot. When Young refused to get out and started rolling toward him, she and her unborn child died. We got an inflation update today showing wholesale prices rose a less than expected, 0.1% last month from June. The annual rate of increase dropped down to 2.2%. Tomorrow we'll get the consumer price update. America's listening to Fox News.
In these crazy times, there's peace of mind in security. Security for our country, for our leaders, security for our families. You are not financially secure if all your eggs are in one basket. Gold and silver are an excellent way to diversify your savings. They're a hedge against inflation. They're a physical asset that is in high demand globally from the wealthy to central banks. Investing some portion of your savings in gold is a smart way to help protect the value of what you've saved. And through our friends at Birch Gold Group, you can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. That's right. You can diversify an old IRA or 401k for no money out of pocket into an IRA in gold and silver. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold like I do.
To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Again, text PROTECT to the number 989898 to protect your hard-earned savings.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Honored to have Head of Lobby, Mr. Will Green, joins us. Will, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Moon. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, it's great. Good to have you, man. Okay, Will, so I know y'all right in the battle. There's definitely some things that a lot of people are working on that we didn't work on before, dealing with insurance and things of that nature. But can you explain to us how serious this is with insurance and vehicle insurance? And I know you being ahead of lobby, you see what they're going through, the truckers. But and a lot of these big companies got big trucks that cost a lot of money. And my disappointment is nothing's already been done. I did some stuff with property. But can you talk a little bit about, I guess, y'all amazement about what's going on good, but also what needs to be done?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it's we're at a crisis in Louisiana. You know, for auto insurance rates, you know, we're one of the highest, among the highest cost states in the country. And so when you're a business looking to grow, looking to expand, or looking to come to Louisiana, and, you know, you look at your cost and, you know, your expense and insurance is unaffordable. It's a hindrance to how much you can do business here and whether you're going to do business here and whether you can expand. And unfortunately, you know, it's crippled some businesses. You know, we've heard testimony from some of the loggers and some of the truckers that they've had to get rid of trucks. They've closed their doors. They've had to, you know, forced to move to Mississippi and other states. And so I think those types of stories have led to what you've seen, you know, some success this session, but the conversation continue outside of session through the form of committees like civil law and Jude and House and Senate insurance meeting over the last couple of months to really study and dive into, you know, what are the cost drivers? Where are we an outlier? Why are we the highest cost state in the country? I mean, why do we have, let me read a couple of statistics.
Sure, sure.
Why is our claim frequency twice the national average? Why do we have attorney involvement? Our claims cost, Louisiana claimants are more likely than any other state to have an attorney involved. We have the higher claim costs and longer settlement times. Litigation, the rate of litigation and personal auto claims in Louisiana is more than twice the national average. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, why are those statistics there? And those are glaring statistics. I mean, why are we an outlier in those situations? And so I'm really encouraged that leadership is taking a role here in the legislature. We're a part of that process. Many different groups are a part of that process. That, you know, we heard from hospitals and Acadian Ambulance, and we heard from national groups, local groups, and businesses, really trying to figure out what is the silver bullet to insurance reform. And I am encouraged that we are going to get some answers. We are going to come up with some reforms, and we are going to reshape the landscape in Louisiana and help reduce some of this pressure on our insurance rates.
Well, don't you think the trial lawyers are the only ones that are not really at the table? And I'm not talking about the trial lawyers everybody knows. I got so many good friends that are trial lawyers. They just play by whatever the rules are. They make a living. They go. I'm talking about the political ones. And all the stuff that you and Lobby and Earthpalm and elected officials are doing, we get to the legislative session, and one little Jude A, Judicial Committee A, kills it. Or don't even let it come to any discussion in the Senate. And the reason why I bring that up to you is because y'all are doing all the work, but if you got a group that stops it because there's a lot of money involved in it, then I'm not just blaming them. I'm saying they got to come to the table to work this out. And it seems like to me they're the only group I don't hear that's really at the table, unless they try to defend or beat back something that's trying to be pushed. I'm not asking you to beat them up. I'm just asking you, how do you fix it without them coming to the table and say, look, hey, we want to be part of the solution?
Yeah. You started off, look, I'll tell you, I'm an attorney. I practiced law for 7 years, and I've got a lot of good friends that represent plaintiffs, and mm-hmm. they do everything right. And they want, just like we do, they want a fair, predictable, and transparent legal system. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's some attorneys that are making a lot of money on the status quo, mm-hmm. and they do not want things to change. And, their voices are kind of behind the scenes, and they're operating a little bit in the shadows. And like you said, we get bills like collateral source and like the Housley presumption, overwhelmingly out of the House through bipartisan support. They go over to the Senate and Jude A committee, and not a ton of testimony in opposition, some testimony in opposition. A few trial lawyers came and testified and had some concerns, and the Housley presumption didn't make it out, which we were incredibly frustrated. But mm-hmm. look, we worked, I think across the aisle and addressed some of the concerns with all sides on the collateral source bill. And that's why I think we were so frustrated with the governor's veto, but it wasn't a perfect bill. And that's why I think we're trying to study and look and really dig into what other states have done right, where we're an outlier. And, one of the things that I think, Moon, we also see that's other states do well and that have lower rates than we do, that have more insurance competition than we do, is they don't do one bill a year and then sit back and, mm-hmm. Don't do anything for several years. They look at this every year. Florida did significant tort reform in 2022 and 2023. Now they got carriers coming back to the market. Florida's a similarly situated state with weather and climate, and they're not immune to inflation just like we are, but they went in and said, we can't control the weather, we can't control inflation, but we can control our policy.
Yep, yep.
Good and that's point. What we need to do in Louisiana, Mo.
But I think you touched upon something. We can't just move the ball. Every year you got to be doing something. I had a representative from North Carolina come on, Will, and they said go back to 2010. There were no different in Louisiana, a lot of areas. And they started doing all kind of reform, tax reform, legal reform. He said they still today do something almost every session. They got to keep it moving forward. We don't do that. We do one thing. We jump up and down. We high-five each other, and then we don't do anything else for a while. And that's what I meant by I hate the step in the right direction because it doesn't do anything. We got to have bold change now, Will, and not that's where I'm struggling, because where's the bold change going to come, especially on a lawsuit side, if the lawyers, the political lawyers I'm talking about, and you know who I'm talking about, but the political lawyers will never come to the table to change anything. These guys have got to, and ladies, got to come to the table and change something.
Yeah, no, look, we've got to overcome the status quo. We've got to overcome people that are satisfied with the status quo and with keeping, you know, Louisiana stuck. And, you know, we can't take one step forward, two steps back. You know, we got to keep looking. I mean, look at Texas. Look at our neighboring state. You know, they file legislation and pass tort reform, you know, just about every other year when they go in, you know, when they go in. And it's something that we need to continue to do. And you mentioned, you know, you mentioned taxes. You know, we passed a pretty significant, you know, tax legislation a few years ago, and we moved up the ranking, but we haven't done anything since, and our rankings were falling. If we don't come in and look at franchise and corporate and the inventory tax, we're going to continue to fall down back to where we were, you know, dwindling, you know, in the bottom 40s again. And so we have to take comprehensive looks at things that help our citizens, that help our businesses, that attract talent and attract innovation, you know, because we've got, you know, we have too many God-given resources here in Louisiana with the Mississippi River and oil and gas and energy and all the talent we have to toil in last place in so many of these metrics.
Yeah. Will Green with Lobby, just a couple more minutes. Well, I got a solution. I've been giving this to everybody. People are starting to catch on to it a little bit. If, you know, we watch the trial lawyers and the commercials they run, insurance companies aren't worth a crap, billion-dollar companies, and they're horrible. And we got legislators and governors in the past and people that you know in business community, big business, small business, been talking about this insurance thing forever. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse. So my solution is simple. Governor Landry, who's apparently made friends with the trial lawyers, let all the big, powerful trial lawyers and Governor Landry go to the meeting, write the legislation, and let's pass it. And let's see if it has any meaning, and let's see if we get any reform, because apparently they think they're smarter than everybody else, and everybody else's ideas are stupid. Why don't we just let them fix it? Y'all fix it. Here it is. Y'all go do it. They don't want to come to the table. Good. Y'all go fix it and pass legislation to fix it. How do you think that would work out?
Well, again, I mean, I think one of the things you said is, you know, do you want to fix it first? I mean, I know we want to fix it, and we want transparency, we want certainty, we want predictability, we want to bring carriers back to the market, we want a healthier market because we think that's what benefits the citizens and the businesses of Louisiana. But you got to want to fix it, you got to want to change the status quo, and I think there's a certain segment out there that doesn't want that change, and they're not going to come to the table. I mean, you know that.
Well, that's why I think it's genius, Will. The governor and the trial lawyers do it all. We just go back to work and let's see what they come up with. Let's put it on them, because all the good people are at the table. And I'm not saying trial lawyers ain't good people, but the political ones need to come to the table. And hell, let's give them the table. Y'all go do it. Tell us what we need to do. Let's see what they come up with.
Well, look, there's an opportunity. There's many more meetings of Jude and insurance. And look, I know the governor is sensitive to the issue, and I know he wants to bring carriers back to the market. And so sure. I do, you know, I've had conversations with the governor, and he wants solutions. And so, you know, we're hopeful that we can come to a common ground and bring, you know, bring some relief to this crisis.
Yeah, I just no doubt the governor wants to change it. I just was trying to think of another way to get them involved. If everybody goes home, then maybe they could fix it. It's a tough fall, but it's tough for us to change. But man, we got to. This is a must change now. This is not something we can play with anymore. All right, Will.
No, I agree.
Yeah, Will Green, Lobby. Hey, Will, thanks always. We'll do it again soon, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
All right, Will Green with Lobby. All right. He's an Association of Business and Industry. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call Adapt Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, Adapt Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. Smooth Graffon. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, 844-766-6607. Is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. It's a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I'm laughing. There's literally a group out in America, Republicans for Harris. you don't know why this country's screwed up. Republicans for Harris. Republicans for communism. Republicans for destroying a way of life. There's really a group out there like that. Why are these people registered Republicans at all? If you can walk across the aisle and vote with the left, because the left ain't what the left used to be. It was never good, and now it's horrendous. Republicans, for Harris. I got to pull that up and see whose names are associated with Republicans for Harris. And how many people, how many Republicans are going to go vote for Kamala Harris? Well, that's like... what are these people thinking? Man, what a world we live in ever since COVID came along. What a world we live in a country we live in. Huh? Totally changed. Our country literally changed overnight when we got the COVID scare, that they really scared us. I made the call on that. First day or two, they started all that on TV, and they started, we got 10,000 people with COVID already. I said, them numbers are going to blow everybody away. And they were counting and double and triple and quadruple counting cases and putting that out there every day. And it changed us, and not for the best. And it made government, it proved that if government wants to scare people to believe the way they think, they could do it. They found out right then and there. Wearing a mask you bought at the grocery store will stop a virus that's so small that it runs around a mask and plays in it. And make people believe if you put on this cloth mask that you've been having for 6 months and you're drunk, it'll stop it. Stupidity. 6 foot distance on an airborne virus. Guy sneezes in front of you, walks up, you walk right in it. I mean, that's when it really started to change. And then they're running up debt like I've never seen, man. It's never been done in this country. And that changed them. And then the Green New Deal that we laughed at when they first brought all this stuff has now infiltrated the whole country. And now you got people believing this is real. And you got people believing that the federal money is going to save us. Several money is going to break us. What a change you are. Now we got Republicans for Harris. I'm talking about a nut-nut, a ding-dong. And Walz is a communist right out of China. Republicans for Harris. I thought it was a joke when I looked up that. And they were serious. It was serious. I'd like to see the list of people who's on that. Maybe some of you people know. I mean, I'm almost in shock that you can have one person sign up for that. Shows you what kind of Republicans we have, huh? That's the old, like my buddy Paul when he calls in every now and then says, I ain't voting with the Ronalds anymore. Because look what they done to it. These are the Ronald Never Trumpers type. In other words, Saddam Hussein himself could be running on a Democrat ticket. They wouldn't support Trump. Adolf Hitler, I guess, could be running. Wow. I'm just shocked. How can a group even get started like that? How can you have one person join that group? Walker, you joining that group? Walker, I ain't gonna tell you what Walker said. You can't put that on the radio. I'm just kind of curious, man. Who's in this? Who in Louisiana is joining this group? Y'all know of anybody? Republicans for Harris. Oh, man. I thought it was a joke. I looked up there. They're having a rally. I think CNN's going to cover it. Of course, they're trying to help the Democrats. Well, I'd always be careful, Republicans that end up on these liberal stations all the time, like Psycho Bill Cassidy. By the way, maybe that's something Cassidy can do. He can lead the charge, Republicans for Harris. Maybe Cassidy's involved. I don't know if he is, but maybe he is. I think he ought to lead the charge, Republicans for Harris. I'm serious with you. He said he ain't voting for Trump. He said Trump won't even be the nominee. I'm just saying. Would that be cool? Cassidy is with, I know he's not, but boy, he should be. Psycho Bill would be perfect for that. Take a break. Be right back. When we get back, Ms. Leah Long, let us know progress, National Federation of Independent Businesses. We'll take a break. Be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun seasoning, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, root, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
LA 22.
Hi. This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
All Hi, hello. Welcome back. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Somebody wrote, so early in the week, the Repub for Harris was organized by and funded by the DNC. Well, I'm not surprised. One thing the DNC knows is how to buy votes. Let's jump gears. We're honored to have Ms. Leah Long joins us with the National Federation of Independent Businesses right here in Louisiana. Leah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Now, you're also the chapter head of the chapter in Mississippi or just here?
I am, yeah. Okay. Mississippi and Louisiana.
Well, tell us, National Federation of Independent Businesses, let's start with this. Two things, and I saw where they were a little bit more optimistic here, which was good, but let's start with two biggies, insurance and inflation. How is this affecting our independent businesses? Because I believe these are the two biggest things that probably hurt or slow us down some.
Yeah, definitely. That's our two biggest issues. Our kind of just optimism, of course, you said, you know, it's not as high as it was. It's not as, you know, low as it's ever been. But inflation, you know, unfortunately, small business owners actually are paying the highest premiums right now in the country, whether it's health insurance premiums, whether it's your auto, property. And so that's something I know in the legislative session we've worked on trying to tackle, at least the property side of it. And I know there's interim meetings right now about auto insurance, and there's a lot of things that are driving up the cost. And small business owners, you know, if it goes up, you know, $400, $500 a month or whatever it may be, that drastically affects their business. So that's a big one. We're hoping, you know, we can kind of do something about the auto insurance. We're hoping that things that were passed during the last session, you know, once those are kind of mandated and worked through, and hopefully it's going to bring more competition to the state and drive those insurance premiums down for these business owners. And then inflation, I don't think anyone can escape inflation, and definitely not small business owners.
Let me ask you a quick question. I know you do Louisiana and Mississippi, you probably don't like to compare, but as far as insurance and cost of insurance, especially with vehicle insurance, I'm hearing it's a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big difference. And you also think about property insurance. I mean, they have pretty much coastline too. So it can't be, I know some people like to say hurricanes drive up property insurance, in which they do, but it's not the only thing affecting the insurance market here and making it higher. So, you know, they're having insurance issues in Mississippi also, but I would not say it's as great as we are here in Louisiana. We're definitely, everyone likes to say we're an outlier, which I know everyone says there's no silver bullet to fixing it, but I think a lot of it has to do with the legal climate we have here. It's a very sue happy state. And so, unfortunately, small business owners end up paying the highest cost when it comes to lawsuit abuse and different litigation reasons. So all that goes into a big pot, and it kind of just messes with small business owners.
Yeah, it's no doubt the insurance does. And those are costs you have to pay. The same thing as inflation. You're kind of at the mercy of what the government's doing. They're going to keep printing money. Small businesses are going to have to keep up in their prices. That's just that. It's that simple. I don't know why the federal government can't get it, but a small business is the backbone of our, you know, these independent businesses you're talking about are the backbone of Mississippi, Louisiana, and every state.
Yeah, of everywhere. And I like to say, you know, it's those people that support your kid's sports team. I mean, you go to your local restaurant, your favorite store, and more than likely you walk in there and say, hey, my kid needs, you know, a sponsorship or we're selling this. I mean, those are the people that are going to buy from that. They're going to support the communities. They employ the communities. And so it's one of the things that I always select small businesses. Like you say, they are the backbone of the economy, but they also, you know, need to be heard. We have around 3,600, 3,800 members in Louisiana. And, you know, think about the members and how many employees that is here in the state.
Oh, no, that's the soul of the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I read the other day you said in July it showed a little bit more optimism. And I read that in your statement. So let's talk a little bit about what you released and what you're seeing out there in Louisiana businesses.
Yeah. You know, we kind of had a big conversation about the labor shortage. And, you know, I think that's getting slowly better. People are slowly going back to work. But the shortage, yes, but it's also the quality. You know, these jobs that are out there. And, you know, there's a big talk. And I always say, you know, we have all this money. And if we're going to spend money, we should at least invest some of it back into make these workforce development, make skilled workers. Because you think about a small business owner, sometimes, you know, you have 10 or less employees. And sometimes those employees play a lot of different roles where it could be a cashier you could help with, you know, finance or anything like that. So making sure the workforce is actually available and, you know, has the skill set to be able to do these jobs. And so that's one, the labor shortage, you know, it's getting better. The quality is still an issue, is still out there. You know, when it comes to inflation, still an issue. But some of them, you know, are reporting that they're able to hire more workers. And so that's been something good because that's been something they're facing. And then they're also, you know, a thing about inflation, they're having to raise their compensation too. And so a lot of people are saying, you know, they're raising these, raising the salary, raising the wages. And so you want to be able to attract someone to work and stay in your business, which obviously adds to the overhead cost of running a business, which due to inflation, you know, cost of goods and services are going up. And it's a hard line to not pass that down to consumers. And so small business owners, you know, it's a balancing act for them. But optimism, you know, they're strong. I always say small businesses are going to do what they need to do. And that's kind of how they've been operating the last year or so.
Yeah, I guess I saw the optimism that you had some. And I was glad to see that because it's always kind of frustrating when we talk about what they're having to battle every day to make ends meet. I don't think the average person, unless they own a business, understand it from the top. What does it take to maintain a business? And it's so much that goes into every small business. I mean, my business, that can't be any smaller than me, but it's still a lot goes into it to keep it going. Same thing with most of these business owners. And when you're fighting inflation, you're fighting a labor pool that doesn't have the most qualified people, and you're fighting insurance rates that are really unbelievable now. I mean, that's three tags against trying to be everything you need to be.
Yeah, and I mean, the American dream is owning your own business and operating it. So it makes it hard for people. I was on WWL yesterday, and they asked me, you know, do you think it's a good time to open a business? What would you suggest? What is your advice? I said, it's never a good time to open a business. You kind of take a chance. But after COVID, we saw a lot of people wanted to work for themselves. They wanted to operate. You know, people went and chased their dreams after all of that. And so the small business owners, you know, they're paying themselves. They're raising their own families. They're trying to make it themselves. But they also, a small business, you know, you're a family. That's what I love about small business owners. You go in there and the employees are a family. You know, it's kind of out there. And so they want to take care of their employees. And, you know, it's not a big corporate environment. And that's what the joy is of being a small business owner.
Yeah. And you agree to go in business, there's no probably right time. I don't care if the economy's doing good or bad, depending on what business you're going in. That's just a fact because you don't know. Every time you have trouble in the economy, somebody's always doing good. Somebody's always going to do good, you know. And so that's, I'm sure, the grocery stores and the hospitals and the clinics and anything to do with, a matter of fact, they sold more boats and all that stuff during COVID because it was a tough time and people were figuring out what to do. And so some businesses did a lot better. Kids were home. You had to eat more at home. I tell you who benefited from it. Sonic was the think about it. Sonic, of all the businesses out there, was one of the most perfect models for people working, not being around people, and you could drive up, get your food, and leave. And so when COVID hit, the Sonics all did really well because I know some of them, and they started expanding their businesses and redoing their buildings because there's so many people going to Sonic.
That's true. I will say I did go to the happy hour a lot during COVID.
So you don't mean the happy hour at the bar, folks, at the Sonic.
I mean, both. It just, I mean, you know, living in Louisiana, it's new having the whole daiquiri shop thing. Oh, so
yeah. Well, yeah, the daiquiri.
They don't have that in Arkansas.
I didn't think about that. Daiquiri shops probably made a killing. People had more time to drink. All right, Leah, how can people find out more about your organization? How can be part of it?
Yeah, definitely. You can go on our website, nfib.com. We have a Louisiana page. You kind of get to know what's going on, you know, different media things, different things going on the federal level and what's going on in the state. So just visit our Twitter. We have a Twitter, so you can visit Twitter. You can visit our website and kind of know what's going on. And, you know, as we approach fiscal session next year, we'll be posting a lot and keeping everyone updated, the business owners around the state, what's going on and getting from them.
Well, we'll hear from you again soon. Leah, thank you. Thank you so much. Leah Long. All right,
Leah.
God bless. All right, take a break. More to come. When we come back, don't go nowhere. I got a story, oil and gas, people working in California. You're not going to believe this. Chris Reed wrote it. This is like phenomenal how nuts they are in California, treating us. Wait till you hear this story. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Get a 2024...
Hi, you all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Last segment of this hour, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I'm laughing because they just named the drunkest city in America. And the headlines was, it's in Louisiana, it's not New Orleans. And they're saying Louisiana, Lafayette is the drunkest city in America. According to WagWolf.com, Lafayette, Louisiana, officially the drunkest city in Louisiana. the city high rankings can be attributed to a number of factors, including its vibrant nightlife, seeing a large student population, and a relaxed attitude toward alcohol consumption. Lafayette's a home to a number of colleges and universities, including University of Louisiana Lafayette, which can lead to increases in the number of people drinking. Really? I didn't know that. Other factors include the study of Lafayette's high concentration of bars, restaurants, and unfortunately, mental health issues. Lafayette has always been known as a party town, but they are really the drunkest city in America. Are they the really drunkest city in America? Anyway, I don't know how they come up with this crap. You go to each city and see how drunk you can get. I mean, anyway, can't wait to see my friends at Lafayette. I know what they're going to tell me when I see them because they got character, culture, and sense of humor here. When I see them, they're going to say, how about a drink? All right, Louis, this is a story Chris Reed wrote. He ran into an all worker, and he told me this today. Louisiana's all field workers discriminated against on the West Coast. Chris got a firsthand view from all workers that had been working out in California. Okay? Now, this is a shame, but they discriminated against it because people's minds have been brainwashed with the stupid climate stuff, and that is a stupid... Boy, they're going to put me in re-education camp. I'll flunk that, I promise you. He said he spoke with somebody, told him he's working in West Coast, California, a few months, and they paid good opportunities for his family. However, I asked him what he thought about being on the West Coast work. He said, it works fine. But he said the people in the West Coast in California are not welcoming at all. He explained that the oil industry are shunned by many of the locals along the West Coast. That's because so many Californians have favored this green mission, you know, scammed, lie. They brainwash those people. They get mad at the Louisiana workers for coming to work there. He said they want to eliminate all oil-based vehicles. I tell you what, let them have a disaster and have to get out of there. That's going to be fun to watch. The man I spoke to told me one day that he and others in a ride share with the driver noticed their oil-field attire when a driver of an all-electric vehicle began to chastise them for destroying the environment. Real Looney Tunes. I asked how the conversation ended. He said, the oil worker told me that after he explained to the driver that about 99% of what he owns is petroleum-based, the driver had a bit different outlook on him. Yeah, if you explain it to him, see, they've been brainwashed and they don't hear from the other side. Typical left. Then the same oil-field worker told me, and I know, Chris, I talked to him a few minutes ago before I did this. Actually, he gave me this early this morning. While in California work, they could not enter restaurants with their work attire. Now, you know, if I had a restaurant, somebody came in and said, climate change is for real, Green New Deal, Greenpeace, and they wanted to eat at my restaurant, I'd let them eat. Of course, they're probably vegetarians, too. Probably need some old vegetables removed. They said that in California, they could not enter a restaurant with their work attire. I explained some restaurants would not serve those who are there to drill off the West Coast. So when certain restaurants in California see people coming in all field clothes, they said you would not be waited on and would be ignored by those who work there. How sick have we gotten with this? Remember, that's California. It's spreading all over. I found out we got 8,000 electric vehicles here. I've never seen one yet here. Somebody drove up one day and said, hey, come look at my electric vehicle. And I told him I ain't got time. I didn't go out there. Nice guy, but I don't want to see that crap. Ignorance before intelligence, ignorance before the truth. So you go there and people, they won't even, some of these restaurants won't even feed you. Of course, I'm easy on that. You find the ones that'll feed you and that's the ones you attend. That's the ones you go to. You think this stuff is not embedded in some people about the Green New Deal, which is a total hoax and scam, and our universities and people have been scamming us for a while with this. Can you believe this? I guarantee you, if I had a restaurant and you wanted to come in and eat, I'd pretty much let you eat. I wouldn't care what you did for a living. These people, I'm telling y'all, folks, the left is so hateful and evil, it's not even funny anymore. But they've convinced people. Oil and gas workers going in with money in their pockets to buy food, doing nothing wrong but making a living for their family. And look how crazy these people are going. I mean, this is like, I mean, the oil and gas industry is dear to us. I understand that. But I'm just showing you how brainwashed. You got to look at how brainwashed people are. Every one of those, and I'm glad But Chris put an article where he said what a guy was it when it was explained to him about all the things they got for all, the guy had to look around and say, you mean to tell me I wouldn't have a cell phone? Nope. You wouldn't even be able to eat without all the gas. You wouldn't be able to sleep. You wouldn't have no air conditioning. You wouldn't have nothing without all the gas. Nothing. Petroleum-based products and chemical plants has made us safe, has protected us and fed us. And then what they're being told over in the land of fruits and nuts. There's some fruits, too, but they got a lot of nuts. This guy didn't know. This guy didn't know because he didn't want to know. He bit into whatever was being sold there. Hope he ain't got to get an emergency and his electric car is not charged and he got to get out of Dodge. Or in this case, get out of California. What's he going to do? Charge up on the interstate? It's incredible. But Chris did a great piece on this. This is like really a good piece. I mean, got people working their butts off, just want a bite to eat, and they go in there and say, all right, servicing, yo, with all the gas companies. Y'all destroying the environment. You think propaganda doesn't work, folks? Propaganda has been working on the world since time began. And unfortunately, America has as much propaganda as any third world country. Now, probably more because we, quote, more sophisticated. And there's more ways to get to people through the propaganda. All field workers being shunned. They got to get it. They get in a Lyft and get an Uber, get somebody to bring them somewhere. They got to change their clothes just so they don't pee off some of those weenies that believe the environment's being crushed. I'm talking about weenies. You know, if I never go to California, it would never bother me. I'm different. If I go to California, I wouldn't say nothing. I just laugh. I just fall out laughing deep inside, just like I did with some of the COVID measures we had to do. It's just sad. I mean, God have mercy. People working their butts off so these dummies can drive their electric vehicles and go home and have electricity at night. All that's produced by all the gas. If they had to use the energy from windmills to produce everything they need, they would starve to death and die. That's how crazy this has gotten. All right, we're going to take a break. More to come. You folks leave us. God bless. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live. We'll take a break. Be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard.